We began our daf today describing a story of Rabbi Nechunya Chofer Shichen. He was the water supplier for the Israel. And the Gemara says, even so, Meis B'nai B'tzama's son died of thirst. The Gemara continues with a story involving a chassid echad, who was also involved in this type of endeavor, would dig wells, provide water for Yisrael, and his own daughter was swept away in the river, and ultimately she was saved. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair expressed a tefillah. He says, this tzaddik was involved in mimazakas harabim with water. How could it be that he would suffer? He would suffer with water. And indeed, this tefillah carried her through and saved her from the sakana. Interesting, if you take a look in the Gemara Bava Kamma, a very similar Gemara, of Nunam and Aleph, the Gemara relates a very, very strikingly similar story involving none other than Rabbi Chunya, the Chayfer Shichen. The Gemara says that his daughter fell into a boyer gadol, a large pit, a large well, and they came and they told Chunya and Daisa what happened. He says, not to worry, everything will be okay. And it turned out indeed she was saved in a miraculous way. They came back to Rabbi Chanina and said, how do you know you're a Navi? How do you know that she's going to be saved? And he says, look, I'm not a Navi. I'm not a Ben Navi. But one thing I know. And this is what I was thinking and saying all along. Dovar, sha'oisi tzadik mitztarvoy. How could it be a thing that this tzadik of Nechunya was heavily involved in? He invested a great deal of effort to supply water for Yisrael to be on the regal. Yikashal by Zaroi. Can this very thing be the source of tragedy for his children? It can't be. This was his tefillah. This was his attitude. And therefore, I was certain that she was going to be ultimately saved, and that's what happened. Still, says the Gemara, Afa Pekein Meis B'nai B'tzama. So it happens that his son, Rabbi Nechunya's son, died of thirst. And the Gemara says, the Pasuk is Sviva Nisara Moed, that Hashem is medaktik im svivav afil kuchut asar. Now the Shita Mekubetz has asked the obvious kasha. If we work with a formula, the davashin star by yisit tzaddik yikosha by zari, cannot be that his involvement, his ziki harab, which involved water, should bring about tragedy in his family. If we're working with that formula, then it hadn't happened to his son. It happens through tefillah. It's not automatic. It's not an automatic default system. If a person is oisik in something of a mitzvah that can't come back to haunt him, it requires tefillah. And Hashem listened to the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dais, who expressed himself in this manner. Perhaps Rabbi Chanina was deserving of his punishment, even in the first story. But because Rabbi Chanina davened in this manner, he said, Hashem, how can it be? This is a source of schus. It can't be a schus of tragedy. Hashem listened to that, accepted that, and his daughter was saved. And apparently this didn't happen by his son. There was nobody there to express things in this manner. There was no tzaddik davening, and therefore the tragedy was not averted. Tosis, however, answers a bit differently. He says that when it comes to the son who was meis b'tzama, it wasn't b'oisei davar, and that very same thing that he was involved in. The father was involved in digging wells. So when it came to falling into a well, as in the case of his daughter, that was reason for Nais, that was reason to save. But his son, although it was water related, but wasn't directly connected to his endeavor. And therefore, it happened as it happened. Now, it's interesting just to end off with the Takan Chadzin once again, who explains by us in Shkolim that, you know, one thinks he certainly was better than everybody else when it came to supplying water. Well, that's not enough. The fact that he took this job, the fact that he had this special expertise and knowledge, that is the biggest indication that this is meant for him. This is his unique mission in life, unique role that he has to fill. This is his shlichus in the world. And therefore, he has to fulfill it to the utmost. Minor deficiency is magnified. This is his job. This is his role. He's a water administrator. And therefore, Hashem was medactic, even when it was just a minor deficiency in the performance, and tragedy befell him. It's interesting that we find this concept in Gemara many times. We find one Amori asking the other, or a Tanoim, you know, what's your specialty? What was the specialty of this and this Chacham? And he says, well, he was extra careful in this mitzvah and that mitzvah. And the obvious kashi is, what do you mean? These were the greatest tzaddikim. They were careful with everything. Why is it that we point at a single thing, whether it's tzedakah or other things? So I saw, as far as I speak about this, that every person has their unique mission. Something which is special to them. Something which they take a liking to. For one person, it's Torah. For one person, it's tefillah. That's his specialty. For one person, it's chesed, tzedakah, etc., etc. Everybody has their neshama and their unique identity, their unique mission that they identify with. And that's their tafkin in life. It's hard to explain. It's hard to articulate and express and rationalize. It's something from within. It's your neshama. Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelowitz used to teach the Talmidim Tervidas, follow your neshama. Neshama speaks to you. He takes you. He leads you to your destiny. So everybody has their special thing. And even Tanaim and Roim had their specialty mitzvah that they were extra careful with. That was their mission. That was their job. Of course, everything else as well. But this was unique. This was outstanding. And it's very much consistent with what he's saying here. Ibn Khuni was the water man. That was his mission in life. That was his tafkid. He had to supply water to the utmost. And therefore, he had to do the best job that he can do.